Good morning. We are talking with Stephanie Timmerman, a science teacher at Prairie du Chien High School. And I say science teacher because we talked a little bit off air. You know, maybe you're thinking 20, 30 years ago, high school science classes included, you know, biology, chemistry, physics, maybe environmental science, maybe just physical science. And that was kind of how your high school science career went. But as I just talked with you off air, the science department in a high school today, especially Prairie du Chien High School, is far more vast than just those four classes.
It is. There's so much more that we offer now. With between the biomedical Project Lead the Way classes, that we are the only district in the southwest corner of the state that offers those classes. And kids can get, like, fill up their entire junior and senior year, like, take 2 credits each year, and be able to get a really good start in their biomedical professions, or at least explore to see if that is a class or a career, excuse me, that they would want to pursue when they get to college. And we've had a number of our students go through and get, nursing degrees after leaving us, and going into becoming doctors eventually. So it's been kind of exciting that way. I can think of one student who actually became kind of combined physics and biology and went into something related to biomedical engineering. So with prosthetics and that type of thing. So that's pretty cool.
And it's something that, you know, high school kids, they're always exploring, they're learning, their brains are developing. And they might think, I really want to be a doctor someday, or I really want to go into the medical field. And so they're getting kind of a taste of what classes they will need and what education they will need in high school. And if they can find out maybe their junior year of, I really, really like this. This is what I want to focus my high school on. You know, that gives them a leg up when they go into college, or they find out in high school, actually, I don't like this. And now they're, you know, the parents aren't out any money. They're not out a year of college, or, you know, maybe they picked the wrong college.
Right.
So it's really helping them explore, you know, what their strengths and weaknesses are before they even leave high school. And, you know, we kind of jumped right into your science department. And I know there's a lot of AP classes. You collaborate with Southwest Tech. And I know you said you teach some of the Southwest Tech classes.
So we offer pre-AP bio for the freshmen, and then that can lead right into AP bio. I don't teach that, but that's something that our district offers. And then we have AP environmental science. And then I do the Southwest Tech physics class that we offer.
And so that is, you know, additional training for you as the educator, and those that have to teach the AP classes, or those that get to teach the AP classes, that's extra, you know, training and certificates on their end. But the benefit really comes to the students, because they're either getting, you know, Southwest Technical College credits, or if they take the AP test, they can test out of that then in college. Which is, again, a huge advantage to parents, to students, you know, testing out of some of those classes. Anybody who's put a child through college, very expensive.
We've had kids, like, leave our school and then be able to jump right into being a second semester sophomore as soon as they walk in the door at college. So that's incredible for those kids that are able to do that.
It is, and it's something that not every school district has, and, you know, we should be very lucky that, you know, you have access to that here in the Prairie du Chien School District. I want to kind of rewind just a little bit and talk a little bit about what you've been in education. I believe you told me 28 years.
I'm finishing my 28th year.
Finishing 28 years, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk about why you are still here in the Prairie du Chien School District.
I love this area. I love this community. I love the kids. It's really the kids that keep me going, just creating that bond with them, being able to see them in the classroom. Obviously, I really enjoy chemistry and physics, since that's what I teach. But getting to see the kids kind of start wrapping their heads around it, and then building those relationships and those bonds that, you know, kind of go all the way through the high school career. And I really enjoy it.
Obviously, like I said, if you've stayed for 28 years, you know, that's an impressive career. And I know we've been talking about this, of course, Prairie du Chien facing a referendum on April 1st. And we talked about some of the opportunities that kids have. But what do you think makes the Prairie du Chien School District special, and even just the high school too?
Well, we've talked about the classes and the leg up that they can get into college for the more gifted students. I just think our school district is really strong in that. I mean, they're always pushing forward. They're always trying to grow. They're always trying to evaluate our clientele. Our students are really who we serve, and taking a look at their strengths and weaknesses. What are they going to do after school? That's one thing I like about the CTE program that they're thinking about doing, because that kind of helps the kids who aren't planning on going to college, and how, you know, we can help them out too. So I like this about our school, that we're always trying to grow.
And do what's best for the students.
Exactly.
We have been talking with Stephanie Timmerman, talking about the high school science department. And again, I'm constantly blown away by just the different options that kids have today in the classroom versus maybe what I had growing up. You know, that was not a thing. And, you know, it's great that the district offers so many options for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, Prairie du Chien has their referendum coming up on April 1st. And if you have more questions, kind of some of those nuts and bolts numbers or what's being done or what's, you know, looking to be done, you can visit Prairie du Chien School District website. So thanks so much for joining me this morning.
You're welcome.